How about lice and bed bugs and things like that? Could they be called varmints or not?
Well, I think so.
Okay. What about people? Have you heard people talk about people as varmints?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. You said something about the skunks in the gopher hole. Now, what's a gopher?
Have you ever seen one?
I'm not sure. I have not.
Well, you saw a turtle.
Yeah, is that what?
Well, there's something similar to a turtle under there. Well, there's large turtles. Mm-hmm. Of course, our branch down here is plumb full of turtles about like that. Uh-huh. But then a gopher, you know, if they are old, they live to be, they tell me, old. And we caught them out yonder, and the legs would be plumb scaly, looked like they'd be so old, with that hard back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hard shell, back and the bottom.
Well, now, what about the little ones? What do you call those?
You and I never have seen a baby gopher. Never in my life. And they belong to be a lot out on the sand hills, and we see a lot of them, but I never have seen a baby gopher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they'd be called.
Well, what are some other kinds of turtles that you have in this area?
Well, the soft shell turtle, you know, that grow in the river, people eat.
And how big are they?
Well, they grow sometime way like this. And then the little old black turtle like we have in the branch down here, why, it's just ordinary little turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I saw little baby ones of them, no larger than a silver dollar.
Oh my, I bet they're cute.
They're pretty. Well, you know, there's little pet turtles that you buy at the store. Yeah, pretty.
Well, now, which ones of these turtles do people eat?
The soft-shell turtle.
And is that the only one that people eat?
And some people eat gophers. Colored people, a lot of them used to eat gophers. I never have, but a lot of colored people do eat them.
Well, have you ever eaten a soft-shell turtle?
No. I've got some neighbors right over here across the branch that eat some. They like them. They say, I've never eaten one. I don't want anything like that. I've never eaten a rabbit, and a lot of people do. And we don't eat squirrel. We did used to when our children were little. We eat squirrels, but we don't no more.
Mm-hmm.
They dig up the corn a lot of times, and the mothers will shoot them. But we never eat a squirrel anymore. But a lot of people do. They come around here and ask if they could hunting these branches of ours, hunt squirrel, and the people that hunts them in the winter, they do eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't.
Mm-hmm. What are some different kinds of fish that live in the creeks and the branches and the rivers?
Well, these catfish and mudfish, redbreast and white perch, and brim and trout. All such things as that. In the winter, they catch a lot of shad. That's a creek.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yes, and I like shad. But now they leave our waters and go back to the salt water, I reckon, to raise. They're just up here in the winter.
Is there such a thing as a porgy around here?
Yeah, they call them porgies. That's some form of a perch. I think they kind of refer to the scale fish as a porgy.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a certain kind of that, I don't know it.
Well, now what about a scoop or a scup?
A school fish?
No, this is a name of a kind of fish. Oh. I'm not familiar with this at all.
Well, I wouldn't be either.
Okay. Now, seafood. What would you just talk about some different kinds of seafood besides fish? I mean, other kinds of seafood.
Well, the oyster. And lobster. Have you ever eat lobster tail? It's delicious.
It is. I love all kinds of fish, seafood.
I do too. And, well, there's more than that.
Well, how about the little things that people catch in nets? You have to pick them. They're